positive, feel-good radio. This is E-Radio.
It is Wednesday, so it's time again for Greatness Coaching with Heidi M. And today we're talking about letting go of your ego. Let go of your ego. Get it? Heidi, hello.
Hey, Eon. Yes, letting go of your ego. I saw what you did there. Yeah.
Heidi, how do I know that I've got an ego except for working in radio?
Are the two related?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there a correlation that I don't know?
Yes, you know.
Do you love listening to the sound of your own voice?
Yeah, apparently you can't get a room full of just radio presenters. There's no space for all the egos. You know, you can't put them all in one room. That's the joke they always make. But listen, let me tell you, it's actually very true. I've seen it so many times. There's this self-importance thing that's going on, especially in the radio broadcasting industry.
Yes, and you know, people could argue that that is what makes a great radio host.
Mm.
I want to argue that healthy self-esteem makes a great radio host, and that no matter who you are or whether you're hosting anything or not, that a big fat ego is never attractive. The problem is the one with the ego thinks it's great. So chances are that if you have a great ego, let me narrow it down, pinpoint and say you. Chances are that life is very difficult for you if you have a big ego. If you have an overgrown ego, chances are that you're quite lonely as well, because it's not attractive and people don't want to be around that. So if you find that everywhere you go and whatever you do, you are kicking against situations, kicking against people, kicking against policy, that everything feels like a fight. Everything feels like you swimming upstream, like all the fish are coming past you in the other direction. Your ego might be very, very big and it needs some toning down. Listen to the people around you if you can bring yourself to doing that, because they'll drop hints if they don't let you know straight up. Eon, your ego needs a check. So when we have an overgrown ego, it's acting from a place of judgment instead of a place of love. And that's very easy to determine if you would sit for 30 seconds and be honest with yourself and say, why did I just react like that? Or why are people reacting to me like that? You'll find that your comments or actions were from a place of judgment instead of a place of love, or a place of what can I get? How do I look? Instead of a place of giving and serving. And if you frowned or rolled your eyes at the words giving and serving, thinking, oh, that is not what I'm here for, definitely not into giving and serving, I think you've got a big ego and you need to check it out. So the ego behaves in a judgmental way, in a way of selfish, what can I get, how do I look? So you need to make a conscious decision to make different choices for yourself. It's just going to make your life much easier. And I'm going to give you two ways of doing that. And it's really easy and straightforward. The first one is stop taking things personally. Just make a decision to not take things personally. The ego loves to be wounded, and ego loves pain and conflict, but we were not designed, we were not hardwired to live our lives on earth from a place of being wounded or in pain or in conflict. We were actually designed to live our lives from a place of love and giving and serving. That's why it feels so good. It feels great to give somebody something. So We were not designed to live our lives in this pain. We want to feel joy, not misery. We want to connect with each other. And people who have big egos don't connect very well with other people. So one way of combating this is to stop taking things personally. You really need to know that any negative emotion that you feel, you have two choices. You can react and engage in conflict, or you can recognize that the trigger within you is an opportunity for you to grow. I'm going to say that again. You can, from any conflict or negative emotion that you are feeling, you have two choices. You can react and engage in that conflict, or you can just say, hang on. This is a trigger. I feel it in me, and it's an opportunity for me to grow. So you can choose to recognize that anything negative that is said and done should be an opportunity to grow. Don't waste your energy on ego battles. You need to save your energy for love and service. And that it takes a big person to admit this to themselves. Hang on, I've been taking this very personally, and it's not really about me. Hardly ever is it about me. It's about the other person. It's about a situation and how other people perceive and feel in different situations. And here you are, Mr. Big Ego, taking it all personally, making your own life miserable in the process. And then the second one, forgive. The ego loves being right, and it sustains itself in being right. Yes, but, no, but, there's always that. They never forgive. And that is making you miserable. Not forgiving is keeping you from doing what you need to do. It is keeping you from moving closer to love, from moving closer to the truth. It's like having pretty flowers in your inner garden. But if you leave the inner garden unattended, these pretty flowers will become overgrown and it will choke out all the other plants in your inner garden. And it will leave you in a big, fat mess. And who is sitting with this mess of unforgiveness? You. When you forgive, you allow your heart to open and to separate from the need to be right. If you forgive, your heart opens and it separates you from the need to be right. There's so much freedom. There's immense, profound freedom in giving up this need to always be right. You know, Dr. Phil always said this one thing, and I think I heard this maybe, I don't know, when did Dr. Phil start in South Africa? 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He said, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Sure.
Just that. Isn't that profound?
Yeah. That's...
Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Mm. There's a need to always be right is not consistent with being happy. And who's unhappy? It's you. It's that beautiful, beautiful quote. And I'll conclude with this about forgiveness by Marianne Williamson. And she said, unforgiveness is like drinking poison yourself and waiting for the other person to die.
Sure. That's hectic. I've seen that one before as well. Really got right through me, that one. Hectic.
Yes. Yes. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Forgive. Sure. Otherwise, you're drinking poison. You're sitting there waiting for somebody else to die.
Yeah, I imagine.
Making your own life miserable. That is no way to live. Mm. And really, just, we were not created for misery and being right and sorrow and unforgiveness and all these negative and conflicting things inside of us. No. You're making your own life difficult. Don't take things personally. And forgive. And it's easy steps to take. It starts with a conscious decision. And before you know it, you will return to your natural state, which is love and serving and forgiveness and the accompanying joy. Isn't that fabulous?
It is fabulous. Thank you so much, Heidi. Letting go of your ego. That's what we were talking about today. Heidi, how do we get in touch with you and follow you on social media?
Yes, please follow me, make contact, chat to me, ask me questions, make comments. I welcome all of the above. I'm on Facebook at Greatness Coaching with Heidi M. And I'm on Instagram at Greatness Coaching. I look forward to hearing from you. And it was wonderful talking to you today, Eon.
And you. I look forward to chatting to you again next week. Heidi, thank you so much as always.